Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Let's get to work on polyrhythms. Polyrhythms being one pulse against another pulse, and expressed as some number against another number, such as 2 against 3. Or then we got into 4s, we get 4 against 3. Fives, we get 5 against 3. And so on. Then we get 6s, 6 against 2, 6 against 3, 6 against 4. Doesn't give us anything new. So the only thing we get from the 6s is 6 against 5. 6 against 5 or 5 against 6. 6 against 5 if this is 5. Oops. And so on. The thing I'm doing with my foot is changing how I feel it, which one is the primary beat. You know, feeling the 5 is a primary beat, feeling the 6 is a primary beat, etc. That gives the rhythm a totally different feeling. What's next? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 will probably be our last stop on this train, the various incarnations of 7. Because I think people can extrapolate what we're doing here to whatever kind of numbers you come up with. But by far, you know, 1 through 7, 2 through 7, that is, are going to be, the vast majority of things that you encounter out there, you know. Unless you're playing music by Matt Mitchell or somebody like that, you're going to get a lot of 11s and 9s and things even higher. So, but this is the basic idea, you know. And what can we do with 7? Let's start with 7 against 4. 7 against 4 is pretty easy because you're just feeling 16th notes, you know. Let's stay on this. Why not? I'm gonna keep the 7 with my, ring finger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to try and do 4 in the other one. Okay, I'll slow that down. I'll just do the first 2 hits. 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, I'm doing something a little different physically than before. I think I was using, for these exercises, usually fingers against the thumb. This time I'm using these 3 fingers against this finger to keep the beat. I don't know. I just felt like doing it. 6, 7. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The second hits right on the end of the second beat. 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2. And the next one's going to be in the middle of the fourth beat. So. Sixth beat, you've got the last hit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and I'm feeling this is the beat. Now, what can we do to increase the... It's hard to feel it the other way because you're feeling septuplets and grouping them in sevens. That would feel like this. It's a slow tempo, so we'd probably have to do it faster. There's actually a tune I wrote that has this kind of, has a chord progression, very simple chord progression. It's just a G flat. Triad here. First inversion, right? And then A flat triad first inversion. And then a D flat major root position. And then an F major first inversion. So it goes. Actually, the first two chords are in seven. I'm just remembering this tune now. So the voicings are... It's like a... Just major triads on the bottom with the F on top. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4. The other two chords, those are in 5 against 4. So, what is it? You say 4 against 5, however you want to put it. So actually, you could put those together and you'd get... You have to go back and remember what the 5 against 4 feels like, but that's just... We'll practice that. D flat. F. D flat. F. So the idea with that is that it could sound like two different tempos. Sounds like a slower and a faster tempo, right? But it's actually just the regular beat is not being played there. Because it's 7 and 5, you can just make it 12. Make it a bar of 4-4 or 12-8. that's kind of an interesting thing, because that in combination with this sounds pretty strange, but it's actually very explainable. So anyway, that was just an idea for an exercise. But in any case, 7 against 4, 4 against 7. It's basically, I think of it as kind of the opposite of how the 5 against 4 works. Like when you have 5 against 4, you have... if you think of this as the primary tempo, the other one starts after the second beat and then phases forward, right? It goes in the second, 16th, third, the middle of the beat, and then the last 16th. Whereas the sevenths, they start on the end of the second beat and phase backwards. Right? So, and that makes sense because, you know, 7 is 1 away from 8 and 5 is 1 away from 4. So they're going to kind of go opposite directions. All right. So that's cool for now. Hope you're having a great week. And our thoughts are to all of our friends in Los Angeles. I have a lot of friends out there who've been affected by this. So if anybody happens to be in that area, we're thinking about you and supporting in any way that we can. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book, Fundamentals of Guitar, and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday, we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.